Hello, this is Emily, president of Soap Advocates of ADEC and podcast host. Welcome to another episode of our monthly podcast, Expert Tips by ADEC Soap Advocates. And how fitting? How fitting is it really? Because, like, not only am I an ADEC Soap Advocate of ADEC, but we also got Soap Advocates of Indiana person from the ARC, Noah. Hi, how you doing, Noah?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. I got my coffee. I got my coffee from an IV, so I'm good. I love the combination of chocolate and mint.
Oh, I love that combination as well. It's yeah. My favorite.
It's probably one of mine, too, like the York patties.
Oh, yeah. I always get those at the movies.
Oh, nice. Anyway, so Noah, you're from the ARC.
So yeah, I'm the president of Soap Advocates of Indiana, so that's how I connect to the ARC. But yeah, it's been an amazing time being president of Soap Advocates. So
I think it's just kind of funny. We're both presidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about it for yourself?
Like, it's fun. Like, I get to, like, help with, like, projects and sign on some on certain things to make these, like, work on projects. And that's really cool. So, like, I'm the president of a self-advocate group for ADEC. But you're the president of, like, self-advocates of Indiana in general.
So, yeah, you know, it's kind of the same for me. I love to, you know, work with others, you know, the other self-advocates. Mm-hmm. It's so fun, you know, being able to collaborate with them, to hear their lived experiences, to hear their stories, to hear their input on all the issues going around the state, and hear about all the cool things they're doing.
Yeah, it's great. I love when we go out to the community and really figure out what can we do to continue putting our voice out.
Yeah, it's the same way for me, you know, getting that input and how we can raise awareness in the community, how we can educate and, you know, just make it more accessible and integrated society.
It's very important to be, like, integrated into the society, because in general, like, people with disabilities in general are also just people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyone could have a disability and not even know it without even specifically not originally be someone who normally has a disability, but yet they realize they had this for a while.
Yeah, that's kind of the case with me, you know. I am an autistic individual, so, you know, my disability isn't, you know, something that's, you know, visible to the eye. So,
yeah,
you know, my journey is a little bit different from everyone else, but, you know, we all have our own things that make us.
Exactly. It's interesting, like, what makes a person their own person? What makes them their own individual, their own person?
So, yeah, what kind of things that make, how do you feel about that? How do you, what do you think makes you, you?
What makes me, me? Well, for starters, coffee. there's a lot that makes me, me. Like, it's a very complicated theme because, like, humans are complicated. Our brains are very complex things. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to fully explain exactly what makes a person who they are.
I completely agree with that. And, you know, I think it's something that's kind of ever evolving as well.
Yeah.
I know for me, one of the things that's really changed for me over the last year is becoming a self-advocate and getting involved in the, you know, state, meeting with other self-advocates, you know, taking up this role on the SAI Board of Directors as president. It's just been an incredible thing that's kind of made me, you know, go down a road that I didn't think I was going to go. And I think it's kind of helping me develop as a person in ways that I didn't really ever expect I would.
I relate to that actually a lot because, like, I never thought, not only would I expect myself to want to be, like, an advocate for myself, much less, like, a president of an advocacy group in general. it's a lot of pressure trying to, like, be the perfect advocate or the perfect person. And that's the thing about humans. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think I put too much pressure on myself than I like to admit.
I'm really the same way, you know. Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, am I doing this right? Am I representing myself well? Am I being the best advocate that I could? Am I representing self-advocates of Indiana well? Those are kind of questions that I always ask myself. And I think sometimes I do suffer from, like, confidence issues, but I have to remind myself that I am where I am for a good reason, and I just need to do my best.
I like to remind myself of that, too. That's a really good way of putting it. I just want to say thank you for putting it the way that you did. That was really good.
Thank you. I it's something I think about quite often. It's something I have to remind myself every day that, you know, we can go down life the way we're, the path we have. We go down the road that we've paved, and we can just do the best that we can.
True. Honestly, I think that's the best thing we could possibly do for ourselves, and that is do the best you possibly think you can do. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, that makes absolute sense.
Okay. Good. Because in a lot of ways, it is so easy to want to be your own critic.
Yeah, I think the darkest times in my life is where I was holding myself back, where I was my own worst critic. And I think being your own worst critic prevents you from becoming the best advocate for yourself.
True.
And that's something I had to learn. And I think, you know, advocating for yourself is a way to get out of that.
I totally get that. I like the way you put that, and that's true. But also, sometimes it's also hard to actually, like, do that. It's hard to, like, want to be able to communicate thoroughly and well.
Yeah, I struggled for years with, you know, talking about some of the, you know, personal issues that I was having. And I think that really, you know, advocating that I was having some mental health issues, that was something where I was able to express that, and it did help. You know, being able to vocalize that and tell someone that, I was able to get the supports that I need that helped me move on and, you know, find a good path forward.
Yeah, like, I know that you're right. I completely agree. But also, like, sometimes I feel like I have a hard time, like, vocalizing what I need and what I want.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Sometimes, like, it's hard for me to explain that, like, explain to myself is mostly, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a ritual I have to do for myself, where I have to constantly remind myself on, you know, why I'm here, why I'm doing what I do, why I love what I do. And, you know, that's just something that I have to go through every day, where the struggle of self-confidence, but trying to move forward with those struggles.
It's March, a.k.a. a Disabilities Awareness Month. It's Disabilities Awareness Month. Did you know that?
Yeah, Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heard about that, and I think it's something that's really important to me.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, I wish I was a little bit more aware of some of these holidays that celebrate, you know, the things that make us, you know, talking about significant figures in within the disability rights movement, you know, yeah, significant people that are doing amazing things that have developmental disabilities, and just kind of educating on how we can best support people with developmental disabilities and how to set them up best for success.
I like that a lot. Yeah, like I wish I knew about this whole program when I was younger, but, like, I never knew that there's a program that helped people with disabilities feel more comfortable with who they are as a person.
So, yeah, it was really similar with me, you know, when I was in school. I didn't remember, like, guest speakers coming in or anything like that to kind of educate. It was something that I think I would have loved to have seen more when I was in public school growing up.
Yeah, that would have been great. I wonder if we could actually start doing that.
So I kind of do some things with through Self-Advocates of Indiana. We have a partnership with the Joseph Maley Foundation, where we go into Indiana K through 12 schools, and people with a lived experience can educate about their lives and what it's like living with a disability. So that's something I've done before, where I thought it was a really cool experience, kind of getting to share my story and what it was like for me navigating public school with autism.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I would love to be able to do that myself too. So what does it mean to be an advocate to you?
Yeah, that's a big question. But for me,
it is.
For me, advocating for myself, and it's just such an important part, because advocacy is making sure that your voice is heard, making sure that, your input is being shared, so that your life is being shaped the way you want it to. Decisions aren't being made about you without your approval, without your input, without your say. And that's something that is so important.
Totally. And when that is like happening to other people, like having that decision taken away from someone, that's not being an advocate.
Yeah. I mean, it's, no one likes that feeling of control, of, seeing someone's control being taken away, their freedom taken away.
Yeah.
That's the importance of advocacy, is that you have your own voice. You have your own, say in matters that are about you. And that kind of goes not just about your personal life. That can go all the way up to laws, which is, mm-hmm. Something that Self-Advocates of Indiana talks about a lot, is legislation around the state and how we can best, make for a more diverse and accessible Indiana.
Yeah, that's very important in society for sure, especially for us in general.
Yeah. I know for me, advocacy has just made the difference in my life. It's finding that voice is just something that completely changed me as a person. So it's something that I love to advocate for myself. I love to, talk and meet other advocates too, because I know for me, that really inspires me, is when I meet with other advocates.
So I feel like you may have mentioned some examples of advocating for ourselves. What's your experience living with autism?
So yeah, that's something where it was something where I was diagnosed pretty late in life with autism. So my experience is different from some others. So for me, I was having a lot of trouble in public school. I had a lot of learning difficulties, and it was leading to a real sense of isolation. I was confused about, why I was struggling so much. I was confused, on how I could get the supports I could need. And then I started sharing with my parents. I think that was my first time I was advocating for myself, was when I told my parents, something isn't working. Is there something else we can do? And we actually ended up deciding that maybe online school would be a good fit for me. So I went through public school through online schooling, where I was kind of able to take things at my own pace.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful for me, because, my grades improved, my confidence improved, because I had the time to kind of go over the questions differently, because, I learned differently than other people.
Yeah, totally. What is the significance of being able to advocate, not just for other people, for themselves, but in general? What do you think is the most important thing about advocacy?
Well, I think the most important thing about advocacy is the impact it has, not only on yourself, but I can tell you at the State House, testimonies and public comments and all of those things really matter. They can really turn the tide. So the importance of advocacy is that sometimes voices matter a lot more than we think they do. Your personal experience, your personal story, your input can be, the answer to a lot of questions. It can help, you know, on an issue that's a legislation, or it could just be something where you can advocate for yourself to make things better in your life.
I like that. Like, that's a very good point. What does, like, Disability Awareness Month mean to you?
Disability Awareness Month means so much to me because, you know, it's raising the, you know, awareness about an important issue. It's awareness, mm-hmm. like, I'm, you know, I think that I would have loved to see when I was in growing up, because I think I would have been able to feel a little bit more aware of the things that are going around and aware of disabilities, and maybe I would have been able to, you know, find out a little bit sooner about my own.
Yeah, being able to, like, figure out who you are isn't always an easy thing to do, like, in general. Like, it isn't just from, like, a past tense or a future tense. In general, it's hard to figure out who you are in general.
Yeah, I kind of see, like, identity as something that's kind of, like, ever-growing. It kind of changes, you know. Who I was in the past is not who I am now, and it probably won't be who I am in the future, but, you know, it's experiences that, you know, kind of build us, and we change over time, and that's a great thing because, you know, change can be very good.
Yeah, it can be a good thing, but like you said, it's ever-changing. Sometimes it can work. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, and you still get up and you do it again.
Absolutely, and that, I think that's kind of the importance of change, is that we can adapt to it the way we are, because, you know, sometimes we have to be the strength, you know, that gets ourselves moving forward. We have to find that strength.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, people find strength in their own things, depending on what they believe in.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, a lot of my strength has come from advocacy. You know, I've talked about finding my voice before, and I think it really changed my life for the better, in a lot of ways. And it's something where I feel like the more I do it, the more happy I become, and the stronger that I become.
I get that. Or for others, if you believe in it, some people find their strength in God.
Yeah. We all find our different meanings to our life.
Yeah. How can other people support Disability Awareness Month?
So I think a big thing could be, you know, offering up your own lived experience if you are an individual with a disability, because sometimes your story can be really valuable. For other people, it could be offering support. You know, I know I would have loved some more support in the community when I was growing up. I think that would have helped me a lot. So sometimes all you just need is some kind words of encouragement. Also being aware, you know, taking part in Disability Awareness Month activities.
Great, because unfortunately there's some people that are just not that nice, especially like people like with us in general.
Yeah, I think that's really the importance of allies, because when you have a good ally, it can make going through that a lot easier.
Yeah, very true. It's been fun. Thank you for coming, Noah. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you, and I'm so honored to be on the podcast. I, you know, I can't thank you enough for allowing me to be on.
You're welcome. It's great. Thank you for coming. Thanks for tuning in and hearing from your neighbors with disabilities. Check out next month's podcast for a new guest and topic. I am Emily, host of Experts by ADX with Advocates. See you next month.